Him on the line to chat to me all about the Coconut Blue Light Disco happening this Friday. How exciting.
It is. It's going to be good. It's our last one for Coconut for the year. It's a Halloween Christmas fancy dress, a little bit like the Katanning one, mm-hmm. and that went absolutely off. We had 90-odd kids, and nearly every one of them was dressed up.
That is so good to hear, especially awesome. After the last one, not so good with the numbers, but that is great to hear that the Katanning one went well. Now, this one, what ages are welcome?
For Coconut, same as Katanning, 0 to 4 are free and 5 to 17 are $3. And parents, we have prizes for dress-ups for parents too. So we don't leave the parents out. If they make an effort, so do we.
No, I like it. The parents can dress up too because Halloween and Christmas themed as well. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a few funky outfits the other night. I tell you, the kids have just got the best imagination. They really, really do.
What did you see? What were some standouts?
We had one little vampire, and he was really, really, really white. He really needed a good feed, and he was a little tiny little thing. So, yeah, we had to find him a good feed on Friday night.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of just different. There was, different dark angels and mm-hmm. all sorts.
Dark
they really
angel.
Combined the two together really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's really clever. I didn't even think about that. No, I like it. Well, it's all happening at the Coconut Memorial Hall from 6:30 to 8:30 this Friday. Thanks so much for the chat today.
No worries. Thank you very much for all your support for the year.
Kim there, and make sure you do support what they do. They do such an amazing job with the Katanning Blue Light Discos and the Coconut ones, and this is the last one for the year. So hopefully they'll get a gigantic crowd at the Coconut Memorial Hall for the Blue Light Disco happening tomorrow night. Bring your kids and make sure to dress up Halloween, Christmas themed.